With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Turning Point USA's America Fest 2024 opened today in Phoenix. Young conservative activists will spend the next 4 days hearing from President-elect Donald Trump, Salem Radio Network host Charlie Kirk and Sebastian Gorka, and celebrating the GOP's victory in last month's elections. Among the 10,000 attendees is Nancy, who is originally from Kenya but is now proud to live in America.
It's a country that gave me second chances. I'm raising patriots and not domestic terrorists, where, you know, Trump is all about loving America. Trump has really opened doors, and he's the one who exposed the truth and has really been fighting for the future of our children, raising American kids who love this country. And I keep telling my kids, you fix America, you save the world.
America Fest 2024 continues in Phoenix through this Sunday. President-elect Trump announced success in coming up with a new plan to fund the government and suspend the debt ceiling a day before a government shutdown. During evening debate on the House floor, Tom Cole, the Republican chairman of the House Appropriations Committee, says the new version of the budget bill should be passed.
Today's bill funds the government through March 14th. This will allow Republicans to engage President Trump as we negotiate a final year funding bills that fulfill the mandate of the American people and our America First agenda.
The new plan would also add $100.4 billion in disaster assistance, including for hurricane-hit states, and allow more borrowing through January 30th, 2027. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 15 points, the Nasdaq dropped 19, the S&P 500 lower by 5, oil dropped 73 cents to $69.85 a barrel. This is SRN News. A closer look at President Trump's nominees.
Democrats claim that Mr. Trump will turn his administration into some kind of evangelical Christian club as a favor to those who voted for him. But in fact, the soon-to-be president is nominating people of all kinds of faith backgrounds. There are several evangelicals represented there, but there's also numerous Catholics and several Hindus. President Trump has also selected a number of open homosexuals, making his nominees about as diverse as any Democratic president. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences has unveiled its Oscar shortlist in 10 categories, and transgenderism's front and center. Netflix's transgender drug lord drama Emilia Perez was the most named, advancing in international feature, original score, original song, sound, and hair and makeup. On the documentary shortlist is Will and Harper, a movie about actor Will Ferrell and his friend Harper Steele. This is SRN News. A Wall Street comeback loses steam.
An early rebound on Wall Street petered out by the end of the day, leaving indexes close to flat. The S&P 500 edged down by 0.1% Thursday. The benchmark index is coming off one of its worst days of the year after the Federal Reserve said it may deliver fewer cuts to interest rates next year than previously thought. The Dow Jones Industrial Average inched up 15 points. That's less than 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite slipped 0.1%. Treasury yields were mixed in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note rose to 4.57%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Amazon workers affiliated with the Teamsters Union are holding a strike at 7 of the company's delivery hubs less than a week before Christmas. The Teamsters said the workers joined picket lines on Thursday after Amazon ignored a Sunday deadline the union had set for contract negotiations. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.